This is Akashvani. The news are read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today held bilateral talks this evening at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed a range of issues of mutual interest. Mr. Modi gifted Mr. Putin a Russian translation of the Thirukural, the ancient Tamil classic by poet-philosopher Thiruvalluvar, during the meeting. Both Mr. Modi and Mr. Putin visited Innoprom exhibition at Bharat Mandapam. Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian this evening. The meeting assumes significance in view of the prevailing situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to meet UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres during his engagements in the national capital. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, President of Egypt Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and Vice President of Nigeria Kashim Shettima have arrived in New Delhi for the 18th BRICS summit. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India and Iran share civilizational ties marked by robust cultural and people-to-people bonds. Mr. Jaiswal also said that India and Nigeria share close and long-standing ties underpinned by strong people-to-people connections. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today welcomed his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira in New Delhi ahead of the BRICS Summit 2026. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two leaders discussed bilateral relations, including ways to enhance cooperation in trade and investment, defense, energy, agriculture and space. The two ministers also exchanged views on the current geopolitical situation. Dr. Jaishankar also met his European counterpart, Mario Lubetkin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the BRICS conference will witness positive and meaningful discussions on various issues with the welfare of the world as the guiding objective. Our correspondent reports that the two-day summit, which will be held at Bharat Mandapam, will bring together 11 major emerging and developing economies, including Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, India, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and the UAE. BRICS member countries have expressed serious concern over the unilateral imposition of trade and finance-related measures, including tariffs and non-tariff barriers. They said that such actions distort trade and are inconsistent with World Trade Organization, WTO, rules. They reaffirm support for an open, transparent and rules-based multilateral trading system with the WTO at its core. The member countries of the grouping stated this in a joint statement issued following the conclusion of the final meeting of BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors in Mumbai yesterday under India's 2026 BRICS chairship. Highlighting the challenges confronting the global economy, the ministers and central bank governors said risks remain elevated amid geopolitical tensions, trade fragmentation, protectionism, policy uncertainty, fiscal and inflationary pressures, rising debt and financial vulnerabilities. India has reiterated its unwavering resolve to combat terrorism on the 25th anniversary of the horrific 9/11 attacks in the US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that while the threat of terrorism continues to evolve, India's resolve and opposition to terrorism in all its forms and manifestations remain unwavering. On the 25th anniversary of the horrific attacks, Mr. Modi said in a social media post today that terrorism has claimed countless lives around the world. India has crossed a significant milestone of 80 lakh human papilloma virus HPV vaccinations, marking a major step towards strengthening preventive health care and protecting against HPV infection and HPV-associated cancers. The Minister of Health and Family Welfare said that the HPV vaccination initiatives has been taken under the National HPV Vaccination Campaign since its launch in February 2026. It added that Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Mizoram have achieved 100% coverage of the identified targets, while Bihar, Andhra Pradesh and Assam have crossed 90%. In the Junior Asia Cup hockey, Indian junior men's team defeated Malaysia 3-1 in the first semi-final today to book a place in the final at Mochi in China. Indian skipper Anmol Ekka scored 2 goals, while Sukhvinder scored 1 goal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.